It's been the scene of ongoing tensions, but Queensland Education says it's not concerned about community opposition to its changes at the troubled Arrakoon School in Cape York. The school reopens today after teachers were evacuated because of student unrest. And as Catherine Gregory reports, a community women's group is unhappy with what it calls a government takeover of the primary school.
The school bells are ringing again for more than 200 children at Arrakoon in far north Queensland's Cape York today. Queensland authorities are hopeful there'll be no more student unrest at the Aboriginal community. It caused the school's closure and evacuation of teachers in May. The Deputy Director General of Schooling from the state's Education Department, Patria Walton, says 22 teachers and staff are back at the community for Term 3.
The new teachers that we have going in there are very excited. We have a couple of secondary teachers who will go in there to support students whose families decide that secondary school is not the option just yet.
Miss Walton says despite previous unrest, it was relatively easy to recruit new and old staff to go to Arrakoon.
We're very clear when we're recruiting teachers, whether it's Arrakoon or whether it's Longreach or whether it's Charleville, we don't mislead teachers about the environment that they will be living and working in. And so, surprisingly, we have had a great deal of uptake around the recruitment process for Arrakoon.
The Queensland Government last week announced it was implementing all 27 recommendations made by the Education Department's review into the school. But some have been controversial, particularly the move to use the Australian curriculum alongside the direct instruction method. Indigenous leader Noel Pearson introduced the method several years ago and has slammed the review, saying the recent unrest had nothing to do with his teaching method. But Miss Walton says direct instruction will continue.
Direct instruction will be provided in the primary school, and it is basically the English and mathematics that is provided in the Australian curriculum, and direct instruction aligns well with the Australian curriculum. So it's not an either-or, it's both.
Queensland's opposition leader, Tim Nicholls, says there's no simple answer to solving recent problems in Arrakoon.
More than 200 kids seem to have been penalised for the actions of a few. So I think it's good news that the school is going back. Those kids needed a place to go to, and it certainly seems that at least the safety of the teachers and staff at the school is being looked after.
Teachers sent back to Arrakoon have been given personal safety alarms and more security guards. But Mr Nicholls says the wider community issues have not been resolved.
I think the focus, to some extent, transferred to the school without any clear explanation about what was actually being done in the wider community, which is where the problem seemingly originated. The problem wasn't originally with the school. The problem was with attacks by young people on teachers.
The community's WIC Women's Group is angry at what it calls a government takeover and says changes to teaching will water down the Cape York Academy program. The group was unavailable for comment, but Miss Walton has dismissed concerns about community opposition to the review.
Those that have been critical of the review, what is abundantly clear, we all have one thing in common, and that's the delivery of a quality education for students in Arrakoon. And certainly we will work hard to consult about how we can make this work better with whatever group in the community, including the WIC women.
Patria Walton from Queensland Education, ending Catherine Gregory's report.